Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, both original recipe and or nacho cheese and cool ranch. There's a lot of terms. These are the furry fox folk guys. We I'll use the he, him pronouns, and today we're, well, one of us is looking for the kitchen, and the other is, I don't know, just kind of hanging out and listening.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. Jesse's pretty into helping these automata guys, whatever these rock guys are.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. We both use any kind of pronouns you want to throw at us, but I use she, they pronouns. And we feel like we're really getting to the core now, and maybe something will get resolved, and I can start looking for my own damn body.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and we are just dealing with dead wizards.
Yes, you do. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us and makes us feel good about ourselves. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well, for those same reasons, and possibly more. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I've been meaning to say something about the whole Spotify situation. Like, do we have, like...
Are we on Spotify?
We're listed on Spotify. We can't...
We sure are. We're on other platforms.
True.
We're on other healthy platforms.
You have options, dear listener. Check our website. There's links to pretty much all of our feeds under each episode.
Yeah.
Including some that are now strictly historical.
Please don't use Spotify.
I'm Erin. I'm here with your recap.
Woo.
We are currently... have been on our way down to the core in order to find the helm and Wizard Dave so that we could ask Wizard Dave for help landing the arcs, probably. We last time did eventually find Wizard Dave after grabbing Grix from where he had been fixing the very big crystal that we had fought the water battle at, and we did eventually find Wizard Dave after meeting several more of these rock entities like those of the High Mountains. And essentially what we found is that Wizard Dave is fucking super dead. He's been dead for a while. He's just a skeleton now. Those of the High Mountains was under pretty strict orders to never tell anyone that Wizard Dave is dead. And so there are four more of these rock entities also. There's doorman, assistant, grad student, and underling. And all of their restrictions on their movement and what they're allowed to do and say are tied to Wizard Dave's graduation orb. So we're going to figure out how to remove the restrictions so that those of the High Mountains can help us. We also know where the helm is, so we'll be able to go there and hopefully convince whatever homunculus is controlling the movement of the arcs to land. Anyway, that's where we're at.
So we're still there in the...
We're still there in the room with Wizard Dave's dead body, contemplating how to help the how to remove the restrictions on those of the High Mountains and the other rock guys.
Got it.
Yeah, the very last thing you figured out was that it was tied to the graduation orb. But all right, so all of you are there in the Great Wizard Dave's basement laboratory. The Great Wizard Dave's graduation orb is being held by one of the Vonses, and you know from talking to those of the High Mountains that restrictions are probably keyed to it in some way. And yeah, there's a skeleton over in one corner in a chair. And this is a very, very nicely stocked laboratory.
Uh-huh.
So you find all sorts of things.
Hey, Wildroa. Wildroa.
Mm-hmm.
Wildroa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to ask this.
You want more bones?
No, I am not going to have...
But they're magic bones! They're magic bones!
They're not magic bones!
You could swap out the bones.
They're super magic bones.
You could swap out some of the bones that you got for, you know, Wizard Dave bones.
Also, go from centaur to, what are they... How do you pronounce? Is it drow? Like one of the spider lady things? Those are great.
What are those?
Driders?
Oh, yeah, driders. Sure.
I already got talked into a centaur. I'm not going to be a drider.
But they crawl on ceilings.
I have spider. I have spider climb, so I'm not going to mess with that. I would like to detect magic on the bones.
Yay!
Right.
Yes, detect magic on the bones. Roll an intelligence check.
That's a 19. No, I'm sorry, 19 plus. 10 is 29.
All right. You examine the bones. They are not magical. You think there might be the faintest glimmer of something. You would guess maybe whatever the great wizard Dave was using to prolong his life. It has a very long half-life. But yeah, no. These bones are not enchanted. They're not secretly a lich. They're probably not going to get up and tap dance, but you know, never rule anything out. they're just bones.
They're just bones. I'm not touching them then.
But they're such nice bones.
They're not nice bones. They're all dusty. And I've got plenty of bones. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, I got plenty of bones.
Okay. Just making sure you don't need to be stocked up.
Nope.
Don't want to run out of bones in the middle of battle.
I've got bones to spare.
Okay.
Vaughn's pouts.
Surfing your bones.
Yes, surf it.
Jesse sees Vaughn's pouting and like points him over to what I believe we were told was an extremely well-stocked alchemy setup.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Nah. You got... It's like the chemical cabinet of a government lab.
Hey, Vons. Look. That's your favorite thing.
He totally has a laboratory. It's where you hang out with your bros and mix things.
Oh, yeah. Lab bros.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Do you think you whip something up to dissolve the orb from all this?
Oh, probably. I mean, everything dissolves in something.
Yeah. That's the first rule of alchemy.
Okay, that's...
Vaughn's roll an intelligence check.
Is that the first rule of alchemy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Second rule is have fun and be yourself.
Alchemy is very loose field.
I love it when any second... I love it when any second rule is have fun and be yourself.
Well, Vons gets a 19 on that.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's just worth asking. About half the time someone says 19, they mean it was on the die, and half the time it's their total, and I never know. But all right. Vons, you dig around. Apparently the first rule of alchemy is that, you know, anything can be dissolved by something, but... You aren't sure what combination of things would work here. You mostly deal in either a basic acid or the kind of acids that you're using as part of the process that then, you know, burn off or denature or whatever partway through. And you don't see anything in here that would inherently dissolve it.
At least not without dissolving any container you could put it in, I imagine.
I will say you do find something that you think might make it a little bit more brittle, but... You know, if it'd be enough to make a difference.
Ah. But this thing also, like, makes all the stuff around here work, right? So maybe we want to keep it intact a little?
I don't know.
Eh.
I mean, I don't know how to rewrite it.
Well, I'm, you know, we got a growing collection of these things at the base.
We have, what are we trying? We're trying to get the orb away from one of the
it's the orb controls all of the
right.
rock creatures and
is currently being held, or we want to just destroy it.
That's the thing, is like, I don't know that we know necessarily if it has to be destroyed in order to like dispel whatever thing. So
I thought it was being held by somebody and we wanted to get it. Never mind.
No. We hold it. Vons has it. Vons is holding it right now. Okay.
Yeah. Vons holds it. Get him.
Because I thought if somebody else was holding it, we could use shape stone. I've got one shape stone, but I don't think that's going to work.
No, I mean, we have it.
Does
we
the orb count as stone?
Well, we could try.
Given that it's a magic item, it would resist.
I'm not sure that's futile.
I'm not sure that reshaping it is going to make it different. Besides, I kind of want to like add it to the collection and like build up a billiard set.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. What about, so we're in a lab. Sometimes there's dangerous things in a lab that emit, things that like emit, you know, weird semi-magic rays. And you might want to put these things in like a metal box so that they don't emit the weird magic rays. So maybe there's a metal box we can like, you know, put, like seal it in.
You know, that might be enough. Yeah, let's search for a metal box.
Search for a metal box. Probably.
Or lead. Alchemists like lead.
Lead. Yeah, I was thinking lead. I was thinking more of Superman, but okay.
Oh, alchemists love lead. It's like got a faint sweetness to it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be eating lead, Vons.
Well, not eating it.
Yeah, you boil the wine in and then the wine's sweet.
And then everybody gets dopey.
If not food, why taste like food?
Just really worried about all of you.
I'm not eating lead. Okay, so yeah, let's go ahead and look for a box, a metal box.
Okay, intelligence or wisdom checks, your choice.
So that would be 29.
That's a 19.
12. Intelligence.
You guys brought Green Day Universe selves, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you should roll for them too.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're not just going to stand there.
And then Jesse, what did you get?
Oh, Jessie's not partaking. She doesn't know what is going on with any of this, so she's just like,
Wisdom,
this is all magic, and I could accidentally touch something that I don't want to touch, so...
Mm. And it turns out Cool Vons really does just stand there.
What'd you get?
Oh, 3 on the die.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not crit fail. I mean, that could be bad, yeah, but yeah, it's like...
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't a natural one. And a steamboat, how'd you do?
16. Also okay. Intelligence prime, but yeah.
Yeah. So all of you start tossing the lab politely.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
And I think Wealthy got the highest roll.
No, Vaughn's got the highest roll.
God damn it. Sorry. Okay. Wealthy, you find some stuff that could be used with enough manipulation for maybe some basic magical shielding stuff. Vaughn's, you are giving everything a very thorough look when you see something that looks for all the world to you to be like a trash can. And I imagine you are the kind of creature that would be like, there could be a snack in there. We just don't know until we check. And that's when you discover that the lid is very heavy because this does appear to be a magical containment device.
Ooh.
Big one, which is mildly alarming.
Right, for cell phones, that's like a magical disconnect from everything device. So I imagine that'll do the same thing for the orb. We're just going to put the orb right in it.
I don't think we have Squirrella with us. Is that correct?
Nope.
Would they find something better to do?
Well, we just couldn't. I think that we didn't.
Waiting with friends. We didn't know how big this place was.
Yeah, we didn't know how big the place was going to be, and so we didn't
want to like take everybody. People.
Yeah, the landing was small, so you could only really fit the core group.
How big is the orb?
The orb is like 4 to 6 inches across. Think a large orange.
Very large, a large orange, a naval orange.
You're gonna need a heavy cue for that.
And how big is the trash can?
Big enough to fit that.
Big enough to fit that.
About 1 foot by 1 foot and then like 3 feet deep.
3 feet deep. Uh-huh. Oh my god.
Put all kinds of stuff in there.
What does Vons do when he finds it? Vons.
Oh, immediately puts the orb inside.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
It clunks against the bottom. You close the lid.
And observes.
Jesse, as soon as he puts the orb inside, is going to turn to those of the high mountains and be like, hey, how's Wizard Dave?
I cannot disclose the status of the great Wizard Dave.
Damn it.
Okay, cool. That's too bad, bro.
I cannot agree or disagree.
Yeah, no, I know. Which in and of itself is honestly quite distressing for us.
I'm going to just wiggle the container just so that we can hear the orb thunk around in it.
Yeah, man, it's in there.
It's just kind of fun. It's a nice sound.
Did we pass any lava on our way here? I can't remember. We've seen lava before.
We decided this was not a volcanic mountain.
But haven't we seen...
We did, down but it was surface. On the ground. It was it in was, that, it was where we found the gin.
It was, that's yes. true. Okay, yes. Well, we need a lava snake. Where's a lava snake?
You killed it, so... maybe
there's gotta be more than one.
This infinitely biodiverse floating mountain.
Yeah. Well, you made all of our dreams come true, so yes.
I mean, it was the apex predator of a hallway. There's other hallways.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It's true. I feel like possibly inviting Squirrelo down here might help because surely Squirrelo has a graduation orb. So surely Squirrelo knows something about a graduation orb.
Mm-hmm. All
right. So I think Jesse's going to go fetch Squirrelo over here.
Would I have had to complete a higher degree to have gotten a graduation orb?
Good question.
Because I'm sitting here wondering, why didn't I get a graduation orb?
Where's my orb?
A lot of the ones you've seen so far are from pre-arcs.
Pre-arcs, okay.
Yeah.
So I just got a piece of parchment.
Rock. Slate.
Yeah, a slate. Tablet. Yeah, a slate.
It is, yeah.
Depending on how salty you are that day, it makes great placement.
I imagine it's probably just engraved metal, because you can recycle that.
Yeah.
But you can still enchant it.
So that explains why I don't know very much about graduation.
Yeah, so Jesse's just going to go fetch Squirrelo.
A couple minutes later. It is I, the great Squirrelo.
Also, there's enough room down here if others want to come too. I mean, we can't leave the card out there, but...
Yeah.
We have to leave the card out there, but if anyone else wants to come, that's chill too.
I'm going to say Lucky, Shield, and Jaspar join the party.
Great. Love those three for just... general vibes.
What do you require assistance with?
So probably you know something about graduation orbs, right?
Yes.
So this graduation orb is controlling those of the high mountains and the other four. Hey, those of the high mountains, what do you want us to call you guys as like cohort here, group, rockmen,
sons of Dave?
Sons of Dave. I mean, maybe you don't want to be Sons of Dave. Maybe you want to be Daughters of Dave. I don't know.
The Davettes, the Davelings.
We are often referred to as animated stone, but that does not meet what you are asking for.
The Rockettes.
Yeah, there we go.
The Chipmunks. Because Dave.
Oh my God. I find that movie adorable, and I'm very ashamed of it.
It's fine.
There's no movie shame on this podcast.
So yeah, like, what do you want us to call you?
The Rock and Rollers.
The Rockettes, yeah. Seems.
Oh, direct. The Rockettes. The Rockettes seems direct.
As opposed to relying on our association with the great wizard Dave.
Okay, cool. So you're the Rockettes. Cool. So yeah, Squirrelo, Wizard Dave's graduation orb. Wizard Dave is like mega dead. Wizard Dave's graduation orb is still controlling the Rockettes, and I feel like they, you know, won't say that they want to be free, but they kind of do. You can read between the lines, right? So we're gonna free them, and hopefully they can help with the rest of the stuff once they're free. Maybe they'll be grateful. We don't know. They don't seem to have the ability to express those sorts of things at the moment, but I believe. Anyway, can you tell us what is, like, can you tell us anything useful about how graduation orbs work in this regard and how we might be able to, like, release the Rockettes from the graduation orb's influence?
Well, first off, I am disappointed that the Great Wizard Dave is dead, because this means I cannot defeat him, except maybe in history. So I will try that. Graduation orbs are very difficult to destroy. Lava does work. If you can get them close enough to a star, that also works. That was only attempted once. Wizard itself almost died. But as far as destroying it, it's very difficult. But you are talking about it being used to as the anchor point for a different spell, correct?
Yes.
That is obviously no struggle for me, the Great Scruella, but it's easier. The enchantment that makes the orb so durable applies to the orb. It is merely a high-quality magical item otherwise. For purposes of enchantment, you can lay multiple enchantments on it, but for destroying it, we could try to just destroy the spell you are undoing, which is slightly tricky, but I believe I should be able to do it.
Sweet. Well, this lab probably has anything you could possibly want to use if you need ingredients or whatever.
I will need assistance.
I'm here.
No.
I prefer to not have to, like, help with things, but I guess I trust you enough, probably.
Well, I will start with Wealthy Sidroa and Grix and go from there.
Okay.
All right, both of you make intelligence checks to follow the instructions of a giant magical squirrel. Well, magic-wielding squirrel.
5, 10 is 15, plus 2 is 17.
Ooh, really good. 25.
Okay, 17, 25. All right. Okay, you all go and you start following the directions. So, Wealthy, you can detect magic. You help Scarello tease out all the different enchantments on this graduation orb, and there are a lot, to the point that he grumbles something about bad security. And Grix, through a magical connection that is made via some fun improvised spells with Scarello and Eldroa, your illusion magic is used to essentially tease out visual representations of each of the enchantments into a true 3D conspiracy board of a yarn ball of enchantments as they're stretched in kind of a large sphere around the graduation orb itself.
Okay.
Magical Minority Report.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a lot more going on with this than just the instruction to the constructs and the normal graduation orbness?
Yes, you can see here that this is one for summoning food and water. This is one for maintaining the environment. This is one for maintaining the house. Dimensional shift. Apparently Wizard Dave, the Great Wizard Dave, except he's a jerk, so just the Wizard Dave was a one-and-done kind of guy. The only problem is he knotted all of these together. So it will take delicate work and cutting exactly the right spot.
You can do it. Rah, rah.
Is that... Can you do it?
Yes, although using this particular method, if someone has a magical blade on them, that would make this easier.
Jesse draws Dad, Is That You? And goes, my family, like, helped me with this. I think it's pretty magical. It's worked a lot better since they did whatever thing they did to it.
It is also a little unwieldy.
I'm, like, real good at wielding it, though. You just show me where to cut.
Fair enough. Scrollo goes and makes a second check. All right. Doesn't biff it, so isn't going to have you cut something that makes it explode or collapses the environment around you. All right. Step in here. Careful. Don't touch that. Or that. Or that.
Jesse steps, like, from true. Is it True Lies?
You find yourself entrapped in the lab.
Oh, entrapment.
And Scrello kind of gingerly takes your blade and places it on one of the threads and says, okay, draw back, chop down, and do not hit anything else.
Okay.
Jesse, make a strength check to control your strength.
Okay. That's 24 on a prime.
You realize with the length of Dad, Is That You? You've been kind of doing the choke up. Half-handing is not what it's called. Whatever, the thing. That you only have a couple inches of clearance, but you've got that good explosive force, so you draw back, you chop down, and you chop through the enchanted string representation. Scruello casts a spell on your blade, like, right as it hits, and there's a pop, and that thread snaps, hangs there loosely for a moment and then dissolves away into nothingness. And you see that that dissolving carries from the spot you cut through several different points around this complex web of spells and eventually ends at the graduation orb before fading away. You didn't undo anything else, just this thing was tangled up and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did that do it?
Jesse turns to those of the high mountains and goes, "Hey, how's Wizard Dave?"
Dead.
Oh, yay! Fuck yeah.
Amazing.
Hey, how are you, dude?
Who's that meant to?
Those of the high mountains.
Okay.
I exist.
Oh, wow.
Not going to change his personality much.
Yeah, same, man. Same.
I am anxious is too strong a word. Trepidatious about assisting you.
Oh.
This does not indicate I will not. We are simply working against something I have contributed to in some way for centuries.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, like, sorry to, like, you know, want to undo all of your life's work, but you know that the Ark's just going to crash if we don't land it.
Everything ends, and better this than the Ark's.
Aw, that's really nice of you to say. It's real cool of you to have an opinion.
It is also mathematically optimal if we value lives.
Yeah, I like that. don't know what it means.
The great Wizard Dave sometimes struggled with valuing lives.
Oh, yeah, well, I feel like a lot of, like, very old wizards, like, sort of lose perspective on,
the value of human life.
The value of anything.
Unlike me, the most grounded wizard of all.
Oh, yeah, you seem very grounded. Definitely, for sure. Hey, you want some nuts?
I would not say no.
Jesse digs some nuts out of her pocket.
Skrilla snacks and blatant violation of laboratory safety protocol.
Well, so we need to check the others, make sure they're all able to, you know.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, doorman, are you able to get up?
Move around?
Can you, like, leave the area?
Doorman clumps down the hallway. Well, you probably have to go up to talk to them, but.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot it was that long of a, yeah, because there's the whole in-house, yeah.
Doorman carefully walks away from the door, you know, unfuses with it and heads out towards the edge of the river. I guess your bridge is still there, isn't it? Because that lasts a while and you haven't concentrated on anything else.
I'm away. Like, we went into the thing, fair, into the house. I think I'm too far. I think it's gone.
All right. Well, it goes to the edge and says, "I feel no pull back."
That's great.
It appears to have functioned.
Cool. Love it. Jesse calls, "Underling!"
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes.
Can you do anything that you weren't, like, not allowed to do before? We don't really know, like, what your deal was, so it's harder to test your, like, limits or whatever, but presumably.
Underling walks over and gently kicks the great Wizard Dave's skeleton in the ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay, I guess we know how you feel.
And then the final one was, there's also assistant and grad student.
Oh, I thought those were the same.
Nope, there's three.
My bad.
Assistant tries the same thing that doorkeeper did.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to have worked.
Cool.
And grad student digs around a truly ancient sheaf of papers, puts a little carrot at the front of an authorship line, and writes grad student first.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Burn. Okay.
It appears to have worked. Thank you.
Awesome. Congratulations on your paper, I guess.
I've been told first authorship is highly valued.
That is true.
Uh-huh.
There aren't a lot of academic journals up here, much less ones that the great Wizard Dave would submit to.
All right. Well, great. So,
We'll make sure that it gets into the university library.
Excellent.
Okay,
so the helm is down the hallway. I feel like that's the next place we should go. Those are the high mountains. Is there anything, like, that we should know about going into the helm, or?
Both it and the core are extremely dangerous to go into unprotected.
Well, what should we have to protect us?
Yeah.
I believe armor or protective suits were once developed. Those were fairly standard for some time while working on it.
Oh, damn, we gave that back, didn't we?
Protective suit. I think we left a bunch of those on the ground.
Oh, man.
I believe our best guess, unless you discarded them in the woods, which we were all pretty sure you wouldn't, was that they were discarded at the Jenkins' lab.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Wouldn't there be... those of the High Mountains, wouldn't there be suits somewhere near the helm so that you could actually get into the helm without having to go...
Plan a 3-day trek.
Yeah, to go get your vital safety equipment.
People do not come down here very often.
To the wizard Dave's coat rack. The coat rack of holding.
You find the wizard Dave's coat rack.
Okay.
It does not have one of these protective suits on it. Does, however, have a very nice looking long coat. Made of wool. Seems toasty.
How big is it?
Human size.
Human size, but a broad-shouldered human.
So maybe you.
You can try it on.
I'll try it on. What does it do to me?
That's Jesse.
Let's find out. Of course, I roll obscenely high. Well, first off, it adjusts to fit you perfectly.
Ooh.
Oh, you look snatched.
Snatched?
What does snatched mean?
I mean, she looks really good in that coat. It fits her really well.
Okay.
How does it mean that?
I don't know. It's what the kids say.
It comes from drag culture.
Ah, okay.
Wealthy's hip. She's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a lot of exposure to drag culture while in the other dimension.
Yes.
Driving through Central California.
Yeah.
But you go and you can tell from that it is magical. Without casting Identify, it's hard to say exactly what else it's doing. That said, it is leaving parts of you exposed, so it's possible it would protect you from high-intensity magic, but unlikely. It's probably better than nothing.
I mean, I do have, I don't know. Okay.
I'll show you where suits are stored.
Oh, yes, please do that. They just have not been
maintained in approximately...
250
years.
Oh, 250.
Okay. Possibly 300.
Oh, is that when Wizard Dave died? Yeah, when did Wizard Dave die?
I believe we established that previously, and God does not have their notes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I believe it was about...
God should be omnipotent.
Somewhere between 150 and 300, but I think it was at least 200 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, let's go check out the...
Yeah, like maybe we can like do repairs or something.
Yeah. All right. You all head back out. You get shown to the hallway. And in very faded paint, on the same side that the Great Wizard Dave's door was on, but very close to the entrance to the helm itself, you find the protective armor closet. Grix and Wealthy specifically, I think you'd have the background knowledge for this, make intelligence checks to determine the state of these suits.
17 again.
Sorry. I opened a thing that was not the dice roller. 24.
All right. Wealthy, when you look, there are no obvious flaws in their construction. Grix, when you look, you find the problem. They're built as like kind of one big unit. The problem is some of the flexible materials have started to break down at this point. They would need to be repaired.
That sounds like a Vaughn's job.
Full protection.
Repairing stuff? No, that's a Grix thing.
That's a Grix thing. I got mending. I don't think I've used it today. Can't remember.
I don't think you have used it today. There's been nothing specific that you would have needed to use it for, I don't think.
I've got two charges of it, so I'll try to fix up two suits, see if that works.
What area does mending cover?
It's a little vague, I think.
That's right. Let's see. Well,
I think it's like the object or like a portion of the object if it's a big object.
I was going to say, I think I remember being a portion of an object. If you discharge two mending charges, you can get one of these suits up and running by basically covering the upper and lower half.
Okay.
If you want to get more of them.
Well, I'll need to take a nip-nap.
Yeah. Or, Wealthy wasn't far off. Vaughn's might be able to gin something up to kind of reseal or patch these things.
Like a spray-on glue?
Yeah, or like that, you know, dip grip stuff.
Now, where am I going to get that?
Never had any glue at all.
Nope.
But you need to water it down and, like, coat it evenly.
Ah, like a careful sort of glue.
If only he had a sprayer.
Yeah. That'd be neat.
Yeah. My question is, though, if he uses the sprayer for the glue, does that just ruin the sprayer forever?
Well, it's a magic glue. It's...
You can shoot an acid through it right away. Clear the pipes. Descale
it. That's fair. He does also have, I think, a lot of acid.
Yes, as a general rule.
Yeah.
So Vons, do you want to try repairing these a shot?
Yeah. Let's try.
All right. Make an intelligence check.
This is gonna go everywhere. Let's see. Int check puts that at 24.
Okay. Go, you load up your sprayer, you mix in a little of that expanding foam that you gin up real quick. You basically make a weird custom concoction in the Great Wizard Dave's lab, and you have some people put on the spare suits and have them turn around as you spray. And it's not pretty, but it works. You manage to kind of seal everything up. It's kind of like the very extreme version of when you put on like a radiation suit and then duct tape over like any of the folds or seals.
Yeah.
Luckily, the helmet, like, lock ring was in fine shape already, so. But you cover up the rest of it, and you think these are good to go.
Awesome.
That didn't take much.
Are those people who put on the suits just stuck in them now?
No.
Okay.
By the power of plot convenience, Vons fixing it, or if Vons doesn't do it, Lucky fixing it. Because the buckles and straps are a little bit stiff, but you'll be able to get them off.
Okay.
There is, however, a bunch of fox fur that's just stuck in that glue. That is not coming out.
It's fine.
I like the idea that it wasn't actually there when you sprayed it. It's just foxes are like cats. And if you have one close to you, then your clothing is coated, no matter how little sense it seems.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been quiet, but some people have been picking it out of their teeth from time to time. It just gets everywhere.
Awful.
When it gets to stuck to the top of the roof of your mouth and you're like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So right. How many suits do we have fixed?
And do they fit smaller people?
Yeah. Do they fit a range of people?
They do fit a range of people. They can be adjusted. It seems like a lot, but I mean, these would be covering both people working on the core and going into the helm. So let's say there's six of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to shed the bones in my centaur half, for God's sake. And then I'm going to drop them and I'm going to pull all my goo back in and I'll get into one of the... Well, no, wait. I don't even need to worry about that, do I? I'm a goo monster.
Yeah, you can fit, probably.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think I need to worry about... the magic radiation.
Oh, I mean, like, the whole, like, microwaves thing that was happening in the other room was affecting you, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll get into one of the suits.
Okay. So, yeah, I think it's okay for you to be in a suit. Like...
Yeah.
We want you to stay safe, so...
Yeah, I was just thinking I could be, like, you know, superhuman, but... radiation does have its effect on me. So we'll go.
Jesse will definitely put on a suit.
All right.
Just Vonses, one of the Vonses.
Oh, yeah. Cool Ranch Vons has always wanted to do the suit thing. Sounds fun.
Okay.
Does this thing work?
You won't know until you try it.
I feel taller. Is this making me taller?
I mean, like a tiny little bit, I guess. I was thinking Squirrella would probably be good just so that if there's, like, some crazy magic shit, perhaps Squirrella will be able to help with it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, additionally crazy magic shit.
Crazier magic shit.
Yes, crazier magic shit.
Although he can deal with less crazy magic shit, too, so.
Yes, he's weirdly worse at dealing with lesser crazy magic shit because he just treats everything as equally fucked
crazy.
Up.
Yeah.
He sees, like, you know, I want to shoot that squirrel with a BB gun, and just, like, gets out his bazooka. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so the people who are going to get into protective gear to go into the helm are so far Wealthy, Cool Vons, Jesse, and we're thinking probably Grix.
Probably Grix, yeah.
But Steamboat Willie or no?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it's GM.
Okay. We're also going to do a Squirrello.
All right.
And there's one more. Maybe Cog?
Cog would be a good addition.
Okay.
Did you get both Vonses?
I didn't think that regular Vons was going to go. Adam, was regular Vons going to go?
I mean, is it dangerous?
Oh, yeah, really dangerous.
Then, no, he's gonna watch.
All right. Okay. Cog will take the last suit then.
Great.
Pull some snacks out of his fur that he's been saving.
Great.
Just a whole ass lollipop. Stuck to his shoulder blade for 3 days. All right. You all suit up.
Uh-huh.
These suits are extremely heavy. They're extremely bulky. You can all walk in them, but I don't think anything's going to happen where you have to run away, but know that you'll be running very slowly if you do. And are taking a penalty to things like dexterity checks.
We naturally do a the right stuff hallway walk in our suits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Walk down the hallway. You open the outer door. It is big, tough metal. And as you hear the combinations of mechanisms and magic move it, you are pretty sure this door might actually be made of like 8 inches of lead.
Okay. We did also bring those of the high mountains. Yes. Yeah. Okay, sure. Great.
The inner door is actually just a straight up stone shaped door and enchanted. And you're only able to open it after the outer one closes, but that's fine. And you enter the helm.
Okay.
The helm is a large dome shaped chamber, and it is coated on all of its sides with a sickly green looking crystal. And I need wisdom checks from two of you.
Oh, that's not me.
I will do a wisdom check.
Sure.
I got a 27 on a prime.
I got a 25. Yeah, not prime.
All right. Well, I'll let you two write it. That sounds great.
We could throw Grix's result in if you want.
Oh, I didn't roll yet.
Okay.
But it would not be that good, so
fair enough.
We're okay.
All right. Looking around, you see there's irregularities in the crystal. There are dark shadows in them. Drawing closer to when you realize that there is a at least part of a whole ass person in there.
Yeah.
Arms are spread out. It looks like maybe they were anchored by the crystal originally. And on a lot of them, parts of their bodies are missing. You know, one arm just kind of dissolves into crystal before you get to the end, or a leg is missing, or, you know, a lower half. And there are their heads all appear to be intact.
Okay.
There are a lot of people in here. Some are closer to the surface of the crystal than the others, but you start walking the perimeter and you count 24 of them.
Oh, God.
You do find one where the like shoulders, neck, and head appear to have not been joined with the crystal.
So they're like sort of sticking out a little bit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're kind of missing roughly everything below the waist. You can see things kind of fade away and a little bit of spine sticking out the bottom, but
I think Jesse is going to try not to throw up in her helmet and go over to the one that's partially sticking out and
say hey.
Yeah, just be like, hey,
you doing all right?
How's it going?
Are
you? Yeah. Oh, God.
Real.
Are real? We real? What yes. About real?
Not hallucination.
Oh no, I'm real. Yeah, I'm Jesse. Hi.
Yeah, everybody you see here is real.
I'm nearly positive you would never hallucinate me because I'm not like that interesting, so.
Oh man, am I real? Oh no.
Yeah, you are, buddy. Yeah, you're definitely real. Don't worry. Yeah, we're all real. What's your name?
Alvin?
Alvin.
Alvin?
Alvin?
Our Alvin?
Can't be our Alvin.
Imagine, if you will, a world in which more than one person can have the same name.
Sure, but it's usually narratively significant when people have the same name, man.
You're supposed to follow Tolkien's example and put like an extra vowel in there.
It is short for
Alvin.
Ka-Alvin.
Oh.
Okay.
Calvin Klein?
You don't know anything about Calvin Klein. Your nose is bleeding. Okay, so after my non-existent heart stops pitter-pattering because of Alvin, what's going on here? Why is everybody stuck in the crystal?
The others faded over time. It is strenuous.
Are you holding the mountain up?
I attempt to guide it, but it is taking great effort at this moment to remain conscious, but I am the only one left. So
you're the only okay.
Oh, you want some like coffee? We can get you some coffee or something. Grix, you got some coffee? Yeah.
I believe I can no longer digest.
I can marinate it or something.
Yeah, we'll just like you know, you can like swish and spit, I guess.
How can we help? How can we take some of this load off of you?
We could attempt to add you to the group, as it were.
You're doing such a good job, buddy. We don't want to take that away from you.
It was not a... We knew this would be a one-way trip.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So here's the thing. Do you think you could, like, land it? Because that's what we, like, want to do, basically, at this point, is, like, land the arcs. Because we, like, don't know, like, it is falling because the core isn't, you know, strong enough, yes. I guess. How aware are you of, like, what's going on, like, outside of this room?
Limited.
Yeah, okay.
Communication system appears to have broken down.
Yeah, well, yeah. Wizard Dave died like 200 years ago or something, so that's not really surprising. So here's the thing. There was like a secret evil cabal of a lot of people who were controlling the arcs, and they were trying to escape because they knew that the arcs was falling out of the sky. And then Aramith like killed her granddaughter, and the whole plot was like revealed, and now like we're not feeding people every once in a while into the core, so the core is like losing power more than it was before, and so we were gonna try and like land it so that you know, because there are people still on the ground. I don't know if you knew that.
That is good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, we're pretty sure that we can, like, figure something out. And also, we were working on a cure for the corruption. So, like, possibly that's a thing that we might be able to do. Yeah. Yeah, we cured one. It was pretty cool. So what do you say? You want to help us land?
I will certainly try.
Do you need help to land?
I need to know as precisely as possible where we are landing and where we are now.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like we could probably find that out. And she, like, looks at everybody else. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure somebody on the surface knows. Or in the city.
Yeah. Well, because wasn't that, like, part of what the other group, like, the other team were doing was like trying to find the right place to land. And surely someone in command knows where we are right now.
More or less.
Okay, great.
This guy has been the arc kind of drifts in no particular direction, which is good for being unpredictable and bad for knowing exactly where you are when there's cloud cover beneath you. But you have a lot of maps, and especially if you have people brave enough to dip themselves between the clouds and draw out what they see, or, you know, share it via an illusion or whatever. Might take a while, but you can probably get it figured. Or scry.
You can scry.
That would be even easier. Yeah. But yeah, so you can do that. And yeah, you left the a couple of people looking for good places to land while you came and did this. So
yeah.
Yeah. Someone's making a list for you.
Yeah, we could got a couple ideas of how we could like do some guiding. If one of us went down to the place, I could do humanoid finding on them, on our desired
landing location.
Yeah.
Mm.
If I could do that in some way to like convey it to our core friends, maybe.
No, it sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
I mean, you could even stand there and be like, warmer, warmer, colder, warmer.
I do get distance and direction, so.
Yeah. That'd probably be a really good way to do it, actually. Yeah.
That would be an amazing way to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Standing there with the headphones on and the light sticks. All right, you're coming in good, yeah.
So who wants to go down there? And where are we going? Where are we landing?
Well, that's we should
probably talk to people, not do this unilaterally.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to people.
Yeah.
Are you doing okay, though? I'm talking to the guy in the crystal. How much longer can you hang on?
I am not sure. Hopefully long enough to land, but it will take a great effort to more actively guide it after so much time and without the assistance.
Okay. Here's the thing that I was just thinking. We know some other crystal people. How much like body do you need to do this work?
I mean, those are my friends.
I'm not talking about your friends. I'm talking about Jones. But I mean, like, you could ask your friends. And I'm at this point, I'm asking.
Sure.
At this point, I'm asking Calvin.
Sure.
Calvin.
Do they not currently have bodies?
No.
Is that like a benefit or like a detractor? Like, is that good or bad?
It would be different than the original spell that we used, but.
Well, I mean.
Jones is body shaped.
Yeah, Jones is like already a crystal, has a crystal body. So, did you know Jones?
There were two
Joneses. Well.
We only know one.
Yeah, we only know one. I guess we could find out. But like, do you think that
a crystal body with a bunch of people inside of it would work?
Yeah, because that's basically what we've got. Because there was an Inoculus and some other shit was going on, and they had to like bring a bunch of people into their crystal body in order to save them. It was a whole thing, and that was like 400 years ago. So.
And they haven't been doing much since, so they're probably pretty strong.
Yeah. Just kind of like hiding from the Inoculus.
That sounds like something Lucius Jones would try.
I don't know what their first name is, but sure.
Lucius Jones is a pretty great name.
Yeah. Jesse is going to like go poke their head out of the door and Jesse's gonna say to those of the high mountains, hey, could you like go get Jones from upstairs?
Very well.
Thank you.
Jones's crystal. Sure.
Jones's crystal.
Should be okay.
And if they're not, they can just like leave immediately.
Sure.
Only a little cancer as a treat.
Well, then we get to study crystal cancer, and won't that be interesting?
I mean, I feel like we did find a lot of crystal cancer in the other facility, so.
Well, I wasn't there, so.
True.
First-hand knowledge is important. All right. Those of the high mountains moves at their usual slow pace, just phases through one of the doors is lead, so phases through the one door, and then you hear the other door clank open and close, and a little while later, clank, actual opening, and Jones is back. And so is those of the high mountains. Hooray.
Hey, so this is Calvin, and they said that they need some like help, and I just was thinking like, you know, you can say no if you want to, but this, you know, I just thought since like you're already crystal and maybe like, you know, joining the helm would be a useful thing, and you could, you know, help and stuff. Because also, like, we're all gonna die if someone doesn't, you know, help, probably.
Yeah.
Not to put you on a guilt trip or anything.
Jesse is, like, really good at, like, convincing people to do things because she has bad charisma.
Jones walks up to Calvin and kind of leans in. And you hear that same, like, kind of whisper of other voices, but then you hear the main voice say, Calvi, you look terrible. You've never heard a half-crystal thing laugh, half-crystal human laugh, but it does sound awful. Calvin does do it and just says, so do you. And then Jones turns to you all and says, I will assist if I can.
Cool. Anybody else feel a little chemistry go on between those two?
Are you going to start shipping anything?
I believe that I have already, I believe the ship has already set sail. In my heart.
These two people know each other. Onto the boats.
No, it's the you look like shit thing.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's quality. I like it.
Sorry, I see everything through my shipping goggles, guys. I can't.
No, it's good.
Don't know how to take them off. Anyway. great. So, what does that mean?
I can work on finding a way to join this crystal fusion collective.
Cool.
I will need assistance to figure out the spell, but I assume you know some qualified... I am the Great Skorella. I will assist. Well within my capabilities.
Thanks, Great Skorella.
Wait, you're just assisting with, like, the Mergen, right? You're not Mergen yourself?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I do not want to go down in history as a martyr. That would reduce my ability to create more history.
True.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, I can see your perspective.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, not that I'm like saying that Grix should do anything, but Grix does have some stuff going on with crystal people also. So maybe Grix knows anything? I don't know.
I don't have any specific ideas. Is there anything else I can look at my spells, see if I have anything of value?
The thing that I will say, as Aaron, who knows that everybody who has been here for the whole time, there were several like machines in the depths that were studied for the fact that they like, I think it was Dr. Graves was trying to figure out how to merge people with crystals, and a bunch of different people who are here did do research, like did like read those notes and try and figure out a bunch of stuff. So possibly more than just Grix could help. I don't know how much Ian wants to like allow that people did read those notes at this point.
I mean, I think what you'd be looking at for helping is pretty much, yeah, you could have read through the notes. You know how a lot of the Arx's systems work. At this point, you're really in the, I heard vague theories about this part of the Arx, but you can still, that's still more functional knowledge than a lot of people have. And you could certainly help them untangle this stuff and also figure out like, okay, you know, well, it sounds like you have a solution that doesn't require you to rebuild the communication system, but yeah, you can help with a lot of the stuff and read people's notes, and you have a decent amount of experience with, you know, consciousnesses that are running around in crystals. So you can certainly be of assistance as they figure this out. You could also, in theory, be like, bye, Kirill, bye, Lane, and just kind of shove them into the wall, see if they can help. But I got the impression you do not want to do that.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that.
No, that doesn't seem like our speed.
Well, they are also, like, powering his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could also just use a normal crystal that doesn't have a person in it.
Sure.
I imagine that I only brought one of them with me. I can't remember the discussion of that, but I
just always assume it's Kirill unless you say otherwise at this point.
Yeah, that makes sense. So sure, why not? I'll try to open up my conversation thing with him.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How much have you been paying attention?
I mean, there's nothing doing here, so.
So a yes. Lot. Okay. Yeah. They're looking for people who can help with the crystal merging and stuff. Is this something that you would want to do? I don't want to put that on you.
I'm not going to lie. I was stuck in a piece of machinery for years, so I'd like to not repeat that experience, but...
That sounds great. Nope, understand. Yeah. No problem, no pressure. It's totally optional. I wasn't even, like, asking you, I was checking, so...
Nah, I appreciate it.
We can, you know, you can ask somebody to do something and they can say no. Or you could, like, is this a thing you want to do?
Yeah.
It's like a vibe check versus, like, a request.
Yeah. Yeah. I can get behind that. It's just, it sounded funny. Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not asking, but, you know, I'm asking.
I'm offering.
if you're interested, I can help you. But this is not a way to say that you should do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right, cool. And this process to figure this out will take a while, but you also need to figure out where you're landing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alvin does have one more question.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, what's that?
How do you plan to protect the arcs once it is grounded?
Oh, we're going to land somewhere where it doesn't need protecting. Safe.
Last time I checked, that was nowhere.
Well, that's been a long time.
I mean, basically, we're gonna... Like, there are groups of people on the ground who have managed to, like, stay safe throughout the time, and I think we're gonna use some of those techniques for some people. Like, there'll be, like, a bit of an evacuation for... If some people want to evacuate onto, like, other continents or, like, into other places. And then also just, like I said, we have a plan to, like, actually just cure the corruption.
Which is probably going to be a generational thing.
Yeah. But also, like, we're all going to die if we don't land the arcs. We have a chance for, like, everybody to... Like, for a lot of people to live if we do land the arcs. So, does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Of course it makes sense to me. Duh, I don't know why I answered. Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Well, you're used to reassuring me that the sentences that I said were grammatically coherent, I think.
Yeah, that's probably where my mind was.
I start a lot of sentences without knowing exactly how I was planning to end them, and Witt is very kind about that.
Yes.
All right, well, then it seems like our list of objectives is to find out where we are, where we're going to land, and about how long it's going to take for everybody to, integrate into the crystal in such a way that they'll be able to assist Calvin on their... attempt to land the arcs. Am I missing anything?
I can't think of anything specific.
Y'all did come down here to check out the core, but I don't know if you're
putting okay. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we can still check, check out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We can definitely check out the core, but
yeah.
But that seems to be our big thing. Our big to-do list is check out the core and then everything else. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Calvin, can you direct us to the core?
Down the hall and to the left, where there is the door labeled as core.
Yeah, there were signs.
There were signs? Oh, okay. Well, then we need to go to the core.
All right.
We'll be back in a few, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to come back here.
Okay.
Hey, how's Cool Vaughn's doing out of curiosity with all of this insanity?
I mean, I'm fine. I don't really, I'm just here for backup, apparently. Like, I don't, these are all conversations you guys had. Yep. Yeah.
Do you want to join?
I'm from another dimension. I don't know if I mentioned that. Like, this is fine.
Oh, yeah, we'll introduce Cool Vaughn's to Calvin.
I'm a ninja.
What is a ninja?
It's a long story.
Cool.
I am a good listener, especially in current circumstances.
Oh, they're very popular where I'm from, but no.
How did you get here?
It's a very long story.
Look, I don't really know the math on that.
Maybe we'll leave Cool Vaughn's to like...
Yeah, and take original recipe Vaughn's with us to the core.
Well, we can't. We'd have to have somebody switch out protective gear.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
Cool Vaughn's also doesn't have to answer all these questions now.
Yeah, let's just say like Cool Vaughn's gets into like that. How do I put it? He gets into that like channel where he's very excited about talking about something very quickly.
Yeah.
For a minute, and like he's like, fine, you want to hear about ninjas, I got everything you want to know about ninjas right here. I imagine.
And then when you run, you got to put your hands like straight behind you besides. It's great.
Did I don't know if
it's from this brand new anime.
Yeah, Vance must have seen some Naruto, right?
Maybe not, because this might actually be before Naruto was...
It was before the ninja running phenomenon.
Yeah.
At least.
So did we say it was early 2005-ish, or had it advanced to... Apparently it was released, according to the Google summary, admittedly, on September 10th, 2005.
So. And by it, we mean American Idiot.
No, specifically the first episode of Naruto.
Oh, Naruto.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty early for...
Yeah, it wouldn't have caught on yet.
Grix and Vons were in the Mystery Machine doing a spring camping, and we had decided that was spring of 2005, so no, they haven't seen Naruto yet.
Huh. I guess the point is, it's very possible for you not to have seen it, so...
Yeah, but there's other ninjas. I mean, that was the period of ninjas versus pirates, so...
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Vons would have seen plenty of Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers and...
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, ninjas had permeated the pop culture, yes.
Yes.
It was... They were in the zeitgeist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, you give this guy a list. I imagine you reference like 7 movies that by definition this person has not seen. I will not force you to recreate the Die Hard conversation, even though it was goddamn solid gold and I love it so much.
So I guess we need to go to the core.
Yeah. More time.
Okay.
All right. Jones, okay. We'll hang back here and start talking through stuff with Calvin. Just because I figure you want to get that ball rolling, and then the rest of you clunk your way out.
Into the hallway and of the to helm our left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you go down the hall and to your left, and that's where we'll pick up next time.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Does Steamboat Willie want to go through?
Oh, what's?
Yeah, I know. Away? I know, but we're thinking about Steamboat Willie too.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I was thinking Squirrello would probably be good, just so that if there's like some crazy magic shit. And just like gets out his bazooka. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what seems a long moment in time, Steamboat Willie and Squirrello stare at each other. Both equidistant from the final suit.
Steamboat Willie probably isn't as needed, doesn't need to be going as much as Squirrello does. He doesn't have the magic that Grix does.
Yeah, he also doesn't have the authority that Grix does, which probably I think...
Yeah.
No, I think this is the moment for you guys to try the old switcheroo for no reason whatsoever. Steamboat Willie going, I'm definitely the overseer of engineering. Definitely the chief engineer. Surely no one will detect my bluff with my ever-so-sexy American accent. We established at one point it's basically French accents.
And reputation. Yes, we did. Yes.
Part of myself thinks, damn, Adam's got to get some free time. He could live it up on the arcs. All he has to do is miss out on modern medical technology, most forms of entertainment.
Yeah.
At least the healthcare on the arcs is free.
Yeah. Oh, what's back?
Yep.
Hello.
Okay, so